And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 10th of June, 2007. It's the birthday of Terence Rattigan, London, 1911, popular British playwright in the 40s and 50s who said he wrote for the common theatergoer whom he called Aunt Edna. Terence Rattigan said, "A novelist may lose his readers for a few pages. A playwright never dares lose his audience for a minute." James Salter, novelist, short story writer, born New York City, 1925, author of The Hunters, The Arm of Flesh, many Hollywood screenplays as well. James Salter, who said, "In the richness of language, its grace, breadth, dexterity, lies its power. To speak with clarity, brevity, and wit is like holding a lightning rod." It's the birthday of Saul Bellow, born in Quebec, Canada, 1915, grew up in Chicago. Often sick as a child, spent his time reading the great classics of literature. Saul Bellow later said, "I came humbly, hat in hand, to literary America. I didn't ask for much. I had a book or two to publish. I didn't expect to make money at it. I saw myself at the tail end of a great glory. I was very moved by the books I had read in school, and I brought an offering to the altar." His father wasn't happy that Bellow wanted to be a writer. He said, "You write and then you erase. You call that a profession." His brothers went into more conventional careers, and Bellow once said, "All I started out to do was to show up my brothers." Wrote a couple of novels, didn't do that well, went to Paris on a Guggenheim. Hated Paris. The more he hated Paris, the more he loved America and Chicago. And there he began writing his first big successful book, The Adventures of Augie March. And it's the anniversary of the establishment of AA back in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous in Akron, Ohio, founded by a stockbroker named Bill Wilson and a surgeon, Bob Smith, who found that the best way to keep from drinking was to spend time with other people who were trying to keep from drinking, who between them developed the main traditions of AA: anonymity, confession, and mutual support. Alcoholics Anonymous grew rapidly in the 40s and 50s, but Bill Wilson refused to appear on the cover of Time, wouldn't accept an honorary degree from Yale, believed in anonymity, and he stuck with it to the end. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner entitled "A Girl Playing in a Sandbox." She drops the plastic soldiers, the trucks and tanks and caissons over the side of the sandbox and begins smoothing the field of battle with her hands and forearms, sweeping away the foxholes, trenches, and craters where only a moment ago the lost patrols and panzers had plowed to the four known corners of her desert under the leadership of boys. She follows her own fingers with her eyes as if she could see the wind retouching the dunes, as if she could hear it trembling along the sand, the lovely fragments, the cracked, misshapen, incongruously melded and bedded abrasive multitudes, the ruins of mountains, now bringing themselves more peacefully together around her, obeying her slightest gesture and changing everything they are for her alone at her lightest touch." A Girl Playing in a Sandbox by David Wagner from his collection The House of Song, published by University of Illinois Press. And used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported daily by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.